keep moving. Hi, this is Neville Peter on 97.1 FM with your host Arlene, and we're cruising together.
Good evening and welcome to another Gospel Cruising Together show with me, your host Arlene, on 97.1 FM. If you're just joining me now, you've still got a lot that I have in store for you, so don't go anywhere, stay tuned right here.
Lord, you are my shepherd. I have everything I need. You even let me lie down beside the quiet stream. Baby in its mother's arms.
Hi, this is Neville Peter on 97.1 FM with your host Arlene, and we're cruising together.
Welcome back to another Cruising Together show. Today I have, within this hour between 6 and 7, I will not only be hosting this show by myself as usual, but today I have a special guest who will be co-hosting the show with me, and I am so delighted and I feel so blessed to have none other than Neville Peter with me here today. Last week, if you were listening to my show, I played one of his songs and beautiful, I love it. Messages from the Throne of Grace, and the song I played was Personal. I love that album, it is my favorite. He may not have a favorite, but that's my favorite album. So I'm so honored to have Neville here. So welcome, Neville. You're hosting with me today.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Thank you for having me.
It's such a blessing. And our listeners are listening, and I want them to know who you are. And I don't want to give away too much myself because you're here with me. So please tell our listeners where you're from and just a little bit about yourself, please.
Well, I'm from America. I've been hanging out here in the UK for a little while. I'll be heading back to America soon, get back down to Florida for some of that nice warm weather. But, one of the things I like about the UK is that even though the weather is cold, that the people are warm. So I appreciate that very much. I'm a singer-songwriter, and I'm really happy that you've been playing my music. And I'm really happy as well that you guys been listening. And thank you very much for having me again.
Listeners, do not go anywhere because we have more to come with our show today on Cruising Together.
The judgment is set, the books have been opened. How shall you stand in that great day when every word, thought, and action God the righteous judge shall weigh? How shall you stand in that great day? How shall you stand in that great day? Shall you be found before him wanting, or will your sins be washed away? The work has begun with those who are sleeping. Soon will the living here be tried. Of the books of God's remembrance, every decision to abide. How shall you stand in that great day? How shall sins be washed away? understand that moment of searching when from those books your sins reveal, and from that court each case is decided and shall be granted no appeal. How shall you stand in that great day? How shall you stand in that great day? Shall you be found before him wanting? Or will your sins be washed away? Will your sins be washed away? Do you know where you stand? Do you know where you stand? How will you stand on that day? Have you ever thought about it, my friend? Have you ever thought my friend? Oh, think about it now. Now is the acceptable time. Think about it. Think about it. Think about it. Do you know where will you be on that day? Sins be washed away.
Keep moving. Hi, this is Neville Peter on 97.1 FM with your host Arlene, and we're cruising together.
Welcome back to another Cruising Together show with me, Arlene. If you're just joining me, I've got Neville Peter right here with me. He's a recording artist and musician, and he's here visiting in the UK, and he's here with me in the studio, and I'm so privileged to have him. We're going to talk about his albums. He's got quite a few albums. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about some of your albums that you've had?
Oh, yeah, sure. My first album is an album called Messages from the Throne of Grace.
I love that one.
Yeah, it's actually, I think, one of the best ways to introduce people to my music. Anytime somebody comes to me and says, so what's your favorite one? I always say, well, I don't know if I have a favorite, but if you've never heard my music before, then this is the one that you want to have. I want to share a song with you guys from this album. Oh, I guess before I do that, I should tell you about my other albums, shouldn't I? Well, my second album is an album called Simply Him Volume 1. And then the third is an album called Forever Christmas. And then the fourth is an album called A Quiet Praise. And then the fifth one, and my most current one, is Simply Him Volume 2. But I want to share with you a song from my first album. It's a song called Bless the Lord. And, you know, it's just one of those happy songs where you're feeling the goodness of God. And I was sitting somewhere with my guitar. You know, I don't remember exactly where I was sitting with the guitar. But I just started playing this chord pattern, and the words just started coming to me. And it's just, you know, one of those songs where you're happy and you're rejoicing, and where everything is good.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. I will bless His holy will bless His holy name. Bless His holy name. I will bless His holy name. Oh yeah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul.
So, Neville, make sure I've got the name correct. For those of you who are listening, I played his music last week and I must apologize. I did say Neville, but it's Neville. All right. So just in case you're listening, you've got the correction. All right. And he's with me. He's co-hosting today. And I'm just curious, what's currently on your iPhone player? Do you just listen to yourself or are you open to listening to other, you know, artists? Who's currently on your iPhone?
You know, player? That's interesting. I don't have my music on my iPhone at all.
Okay.
Yeah, it's... I just got the iPhone not too long ago and I had all my albums on my iPod. But I said, you know, I'm going to do something a little different. I'm not going to put my own music on my iPhone. And so, I have Sailor on my iPhone. I have Fernando Ortega. I just discovered him not too long ago. Really like a lot of his stuff.
I think I've heard his name before.
Yeah, it's really creative stuff. I kind of like it. And he has a... You know, it's the way I discovered him actually was that somebody told me that I reminded them of him, and I said, "Who is that?" So I went on iTunes and did a search, and he plays and the piano and sings like I do. Our styles are very different, but I really like his stuff. And then I have some music from someone named Melissa Otto. An artist that I met when I was in Australia a few months ago. A very, very talented young lady, singer, songwriter, and guitarist. And then I have a cappella, the group A Cappella Classics.
Wonderful.
I have some of their music as well. So yeah, I actually was having quite a good time on the plane over here from America.
Sounds wonderful what you've got going on your iPod or iPhone, because a lot of your music sounds very familiar. I do play Melissa Otto, and my listeners, you've heard her before as well. And we will be playing one of her songs shortly in the program, so don't go anywhere, but stay right here. Neville, currently you don't have your site, and a lot of listeners may not be aware of that. And for those people who are not aware of your circumstance or anything concerning how you lost your sight, I think it might be good to kind of just share a little bit about that, but also that it hasn't hindered you, but it's made you who you are today as well.
Sure. I was diagnosed with glaucoma when I was about 6 months old. Most people believe that I got it from a trauma to my head that I experienced when I was about 6 weeks old. And, if you know anything about glaucoma, it's a very slow disease. So it didn't take away my sight right away. It's a very slow and gradual process. So I didn't lose my sight completely until I was about 12 years old, maybe 11, somewhere around there. I didn't let it stop me from doing the things that I wanted to do. I think a lot of times, the way how people perceive you, that's what tends to stop you sometimes. They'll say, "Oh no, you can't do that. Or how in the world can you do this?" Especially since I was a little child, go and sit down over there, that kind of thing. I don't believe that being blind is physically challenging as much as socially challenging. To the people out there who don't have any physical disabilities, the best thing you can do when you meet someone with a physical disability is just treat them like an equal. They would really appreciate it.
I agree, because that's totally what God wants us to do. He wants us to be respect of each and every person. And even though people might be different, God still loves us all equally. Agreeable?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
So how long have you been in the music industry and singing? Was it something from childhood?
I started singing when I was about 5 or 6. I always loved singing. And then I started playing piano when I was about 14. I began singing professionally in my late teens and early 20s. I moved to Miami, Florida, and I began to you know, do some music around in that area, and then began to do some minor touring and stuff like that. And then, you know, I came to the Lord, or He found me. That's probably a better way to put it. He found me, and I underwent a conversion experience, and then I began to do full-time music ministry for God in 2003.
And the rest is history, as they say.
Yeah, and the rest is history. This song is on my current playlist. I play this song quite a bit from one of my newly discovered and one of my favorite artists, Melissa Otto. It's called Goodbye, Old Man.
I thought your treasures would make me happy. They were the very things that binded me. Goodbye, old man. You promised you had what would fill me. They were the very things that robbed me, leaving my heart completely empty. Goodbye, old man. Goodbye, old man. I hope not to see you again. I don't want to be your friend. Goodbye, has gone, behold, the new has come. With you I never did have fun. Goodbye, old man. I thought I walked in liberty. I thought your treasures would make me happy. They were the very things that binded me. Goodbye, old man. You promised you had what would fill me. They were the very things that robbed me, leaving my heart completely empty. Goodbye, old man. Goodbye, old man. I hope not to see you again. I don't want to be your friend. Goodbye, old man. The old has gone. Behold, the new has come. With you I never did have fun. Goodbye, old man. God gave him who knew no sin to become sin for us, that we might be reconciled to our Father. Now I am in Christ, and in Christ I am free. His law is the law of liberty.
Hi, this is Neville Peter on 97.1 FM with your host Arlene, and we're cruising together. Welcome back. This is Neville Peter again on your Cruising Together show, 97.1 FM. And I have a song that I want to share with you right now, one of my favorite songs from back in the day. This is from one of my all-time favorite gospel singers, to me one of the best voices in gospel music, Donnie McKirkland, Pastor Donnie McKirkland, singing Just For Me.
This is going to be Neville's throwback, but I'm going to challenge him with my gospel throwback, which will be Reverend F.C. Barnes from the 1980s.
Oh,
so
wow.
Touch that one, Neville.
I can't touch it.
He's going to do it.
But see, you're dating yourself now.
Rough side off the mountain. So we're going to do a little back-to-back gospel throwback. So for my listeners this week, you're going to get a special treat. Neville's favorite from back in the day and Orleans' favorite. So yours is again?
Just For Me, Donnie McKirkland.
And mine is Reverend F.C. Barnes, Rough Side Off the Mountain. Hope you like.
What does the cross of Jesus mean? It's more than songs we sing. much more than that emblem on your chain, but it means I'm free, yes, from the chains of slavery. And the blood it shed won't let my sins remain. Oh my, upon the cross my Savior died, the Lamb was crucified, showed us love that this world had never known. Oh, what love divine, so divine, true love you'll never find. So that we might live, love came and died alone. Hallelujah. Well, the cross will always represent the love God had for. The Lord of glory, heaven sent, gave all on Calvary. He did it just for me, just for me. Hallelujah. Jesus came and did. Help me say,
well, the cross will always represent the love God had for me.
Yes,
when the Lord of glory, Lord that heaven sent, gave all on Calvary,
he did it just for me.
For me.
Everybody say, just for me, just for me. Yes, Lord, came and did just for me. We thank you, Lord, we thank you. Just for me, you died on Calvary. Oh, yes, you did. Oh, Jesus came and did us. We're ever grateful, say now just for me. Died on Calvary. Hung you upon the tree, oh yes they did.
Jesus
came,
did it just
for me. Oh, just for me. But you rose again on the third day. Yes, you did. Yes,
Jesus
came and did it
just for me.
I'm striving, trying to make it through this barren land. Oh, yes, sir. But as I go from day to day, I can hear my Savior say, trust me, child, come on, I hold your hand.
I'm coming up on the rough side of the mountain.
Take your time and say it, that's all right.
I must hold on, child, to God.
Yes, sir. Up, Lord, yeah. Although my burden, sometimes it press me down, Lord. But if I can only keep the faith, I have strength just to run this race. Oh, I'm looking for my starry crown. Oh, hallelujah. I want to hear you say it.
I'm coming up.
Coming up, Jesus.
On the rough side of the mountain.
That's all right, you.
I must hold to God.
Hold on.
His powerful hand.
Yeah.
I'm coming.
Hi, this is Neville Peter on 97.1 FM with your host Arlene, and we're cruising together.
Welcome back. If you're just joining me, I am so disappointed in you. But we still have a few more minutes together, and today I have a special co-host, and I'm so delighted. It's Neville Peter, and he's visiting here in the UK, just on a series of concerts in Chelmsford and also in Leeds and Nottingham this past weekend. And if you missed it, I am so sorry, but we have details about his music, so you can still be able to get some of that wonderful music and ministry from him as well. So, Neville, have you had a wonderful experience here in the UK?
Yes, I have. I've met a lot of really, like I said before, a lot of warm people. So you make up for your cold weather, I must say.
Why, thank you.
And I'm happy about that. Cold on cold really wouldn't do.
You should have brought some of the sunshine from that sunny state.
I sure did try.
But you failed.
No, I did. It didn't
work out. Next time. This time it's personal, but next time it won't be personal. Okay? So please bring some of that sunny state sunshine for us.
I'll do my best.
You've had fantastic albums that you've had. You've had the hymn selection. You've had Messages from the Throne of Grace. You've had a Christmas album and so forth. Have you got any upcoming projects or albums that you could share with our listeners as well? I'm sure you must have something in the pipeline.
Yes, I'm working on an album now called Look Up. And the theme of this album is a better place. You know, a lot of times we get in this idea that this world is all we have. And some people lose hope and then they'll say that heaven is here on earth. So they'll try their best to make the best of what we have here. But you know, I'm so glad that heaven isn't here on earth and that we have been promised a better place. And so when I say look up, I'm actually using a quote from Jesus where he said, when you see all these things happening, look up, because your redemption is drawing near. And you know, some people might say, well, oh, we've been having bad things been happening in the world for so long. But you know, and that is true. But, you know, the Bible also tells us that God is long-suffering and he's patient with us and he's not willing that any should perish. So he's waiting for us to give our hearts to him. So this album is about heaven. It's about his coming. It's about encouraging people to hold on to their faith. And it's also challenging those who may not have any faith to explore the idea of having faith. And it's actually one of my favorite projects, I would say. I'm really enjoying doing this project.
Excited about it coming out as well?
Oh, definitely. It should be out sometime in the summer. I don't have an exact date yet, but it should be out. I'm hoping by either July or August.
But if you are interested in his new album, you have to listen to my Cruising Together show on a Monday between 5 and 7, because you never know when I'll be able to update you about his upcoming album, and I'll be able to give you more details about that. So you've got to listen week after week, okay? And I'll be able to fill you in on more details. Have you got a website that you want to share with our listeners
sure.
as well?
Yes. The website is Neville, N-E-V-I-L-L-E-P-E-T-E-R, Peter. .com, NevillePeter.com, and there you can learn all about me. And if you want to purchase any of my 5 CDs, you can click on any of the CD titles and it'll take you to a page where you'll see where I wrote something about how the music was inspired, and then there'll be a proceed to checkout button at the bottom of the page. And you can also read more about my bio and learn a little bit more about me, and there's some contact links where you can contact me and ask me questions. Or
you've got your blog, haven't you, as well?
There's something where you can actually leave comments and tell me what you think. So I'll be you know, waiting to hear what, you know, some feedback from some of you.
Please remember, you've got the website details, and we'll mention that just towards the end of the show as well. All right, we're just going to go for another song selection for you at this time, and I'm going to bring for you C.C. Winans, Jesus, You're So Beautiful.
Right. Jesus, how can I tell you how beautiful you are to me? Jesus, song that the angels sing, Jesus, dearer to my heart than anything, sweeter than springtime, purer than sunshine, ever my song will be. Jesus, you're beautiful to
to the end of the program. I can't believe another hour has gone so fast. What do you think, Neville?
Yeah, maybe too fast.
I know, and I'd love to spend more time with you, and I'm sure Neville would love to have you for so much longer. But time,
it's been a pleasure,
is up, and it's been my pleasure and a blessing to have you here as well.
Oh, thank you.
And as we close our show, not my show today, but our show, I just want to say to all my listeners, whether online or listening by radio, just to thank you so much for the support and the love, and to wish you all of God's best and blessings for this week. Love, peace, and joy. And Neville, do you want to just leave them with a parting thought?
Yes, this is kind of one of my favorite sayings. It says, put on love, for love is the bond of perfection.
Wonderful. And you are going to dedicate my special song to me now to close out our show. But before you do that, just one moment, please mention your website one more time where they can go, and also your Facebook and so forth.
Yeah, well, if you go on Facebook and you type in Neville Peter, you will find my fan page there. So you can leave me comments about this program as well. Or you can go to my website, NevillePeter.com. And I'm also on YouTube. I have a channel on YouTube. So if you type in Neville Peter, you should come to my channel. And again, you can leave me comments there as well. And I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Okay, so now I am introducing Olin's favorite song.
Yay!
This is a song from my first album, Messages from the Throne of Grace. And we are leaving you with Personal.
Thanks, Neville.
I remember when I was just a little boy, and with all the simple things I could find so much joy. But somehow church always seemed too long. They always said the same old songs. I knew of Jesus and his love, even why he came to die. But this time it's personal. I feel your love inside of me. This time it's personal. I used to be blind, but now I see. You're more than someone I just talk about. You're the only friend I can't live without. Oh, how I love you, Lord. This time is personal. That I believed because it was the thing to do, but my actions never ever showed that I ever once knew you. Always taking for granted your love and grace, and still expecting to see your face, never wondering once how you might feel. Oh, but now I keep it real. Oh, yeah. Oh, this time it's personal. Oh, I feel your love inside of me. This time it's personal. I used to be blind, but now I see. You're more than someone I just talk about. You're the only friend I can't live without. Oh, how I love you, Lord. This time is personal. I never gave you full control, taking for granted the scars in your hand. But now the joy that floods my soul, for in your sweet love I stand. For in your sweet love I stand. Of me, this time it's personal. without. Oh, how I love you, Lord. Oh, how I love you, Lord. Oh, how I love you, Lord. This time is personal. This time is personal. I'm for real this time, Lord. No more playing. This time is personal.